We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. We're standing beside the activation zone here at the University of Birmingham. There's archery going on in the background. I've got Val Humphreys with me from RNIB. As you said, Val, the archery is far enough away from us. We should be okay.
Absolutely, yes. I think we're safe here.
Now, you're down as a volunteer today, so what have you been up to?
So today, this is my first shift working on the RNIB stand, and I'm looking after inquiries, anyone who wants any information, but also getting people to fill in our Sea Sport Differently quiz.
Excellent. So tell us about the quiz.
So it's basically asking people how they would like to get active, what kind of activities they do, and then trying to put them in touch with local activities that will help and support them to become more active or to continue being active if they want to be.
Have you been down here a few times now? You're doing some different roles?
I have, yes. I've been a volunteer for the World Blind Games on the athlete support team. So that actually involved making tea, coffee and soft drinks for chess players, which actually I didn't think was going to be the most exciting thing ever, but I absolutely loved it. Chess is much more interesting than I ever thought it would be.
And when you've got your RNIB hat on, it's volunteering you're involved in.
Yes, so I'm the Volunteer Skills Development Officer with the Central Volunteering Team. And I look after all the training for our volunteers.
Excellent. So RNIB relies very heavily on volunteers, and there's a huge amount they can get involved in, and they can give us as much or as little time as they like.
Absolutely, we have loads of roles, something to suit everybody. It's also a great way to meet people, to make new contacts, and also to gain experience as well, to help you with getting back into work, getting into work for the first time, or just generally having some fun.
And do people sort of come along, volunteer, and stay for a long time?
It depends on the role, really, but we do have volunteers that have been with RNIB for 40 plus years, quite a few, more than you would think.
That's amazing. And you get some young volunteers as well, good skills to build for them, I suppose, if they're looking to get into employment.
Absolutely. So when I was looking to get into work and then to change careers, I used volunteering with RNIB and other organisations as well to help me get the skills and experience I needed to change careers. So it's a really good way to learn something new, have some fun, and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And then you're talking of fun. We're talking about sport here. We've got the elite athletes round about us, but RNIB and other charities as well, looking to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to get active. Maybe sports or pastimes out there they don't know about. There's huge benefits apart from the physical benefits too.
Absolutely. So obviously there's the obvious benefits of getting involved with sports, so kind of like the physical aspect of being more healthy, but there's also things like meeting new people potentially in your area, but also sports and activities and everything like that is really good for your mental health as well.
Well, Val, we'll let you get back to the desk. You're manning that today, but thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.